This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
So here to kick off the show is Eleanor Hogan of Else K9 Solutions. A very warm welcome to you, Eleanor.
Thank you.
It's really great to have you here, actually. I've experienced new dog training on various occasions, but never had a chance to ask you how you actually got into it.
Well, I've loved training anything from a really young age. I wanted a dog as a child, couldn't have a dog, so I had a rabbit. So I trained my rabbit to do agility and go for walks on a lead. So it's kind of stemmed from there. So I did lots of things with horses, and then I finally got my own dog, and things moved on from there. I just love training absolutely anything. So I did quite a bit of sort of pet dog training with my own dog. And then I moved and I went off and did a degree in psychology, which gave me so much understanding about how dogs learn. In the meantime, getting lots of experience with other dog trainers, and finally set up my company.
So your degree in psychology, was it animal psychology then?
It was psychology in general. Okay. And then I've sort of focused on canine psychology after.
Okay. Because what I've really noticed about you, and which really inspires me, is that when you come and work with my dog, Milo, he sits there and he looks at you in a way that says, what does she want from me right now? And you don't do anything. And what's the secret? Because he's got that instant respect for you.
I think it's understanding how they learn and then giving them the time to work out what it is you want and communicating clearly. So I'm sure we'll end up talking about clicker training on this show, but it's a really clear way of saying to the dog, yep, you nailed it. Yep, you nailed it. So then when he doesn't get the click, he's going, oh, what do I need to do? So yes, I think it's being clear and fun, I think.
Mm. You mentioned to me about it's not so much about rewards, but choice.
Yes, so I do a lot of choice-based training. So dogs are quite simple, like most of us. If we enjoy doing something, then we'll do the same thing again. If we don't enjoy it, then we don't do it. So the way in which I train is I set up two choices. A choice I like that's going to be heavily rewarded, or a choice that I don't like so much that isn't going to get rewarded. So all they do is go, oh, I like this choice, which happens to be my choice. But because the dog's working it out themselves, they almost think like it's their idea. So it's kind of an effective way of training.
Hmm. I mean, it's certainly, I mean, I've had one or two trainers in my life with various dogs that I've had, but certainly you stand out, Amal.
Thank you.
Could you tell us a bit about your company, when you set it up and what you offer?
Yes, so I've been training for a long time, and I went into doing it on my own a couple of years ago. So my company is relatively new, but it's taking off really well. I do classes. A lot of my work is one-to-one, so things like recall are almost better taught in the place in which you actually want the recall. So a lot of my work is one-to-one with clients. And to be honest, it's a really effective way of learning. The classes are fun, so a lot of people really enjoy that for the basic training. So they're my two main things that I'm doing at the moment.
So your classroom, because I haven't had your classroom training, so I'm quite interested to hear what else you offer. You do the basics. For somebody like me, who you've seen a few times, what might I come back to you for in a class, perhaps?
So the classes, sometimes I do a dog sports class. So I'm just about to run a fun agility class for people that just want to engage their dogs and have some fun. And nothing more fun than agility. My talk classes, they're just small classes, and we look at all the skills that I also do in one-to-ones. So we cover lead walking, recall, paying attention with distractions, so in a room with other people and other dogs, just learning how to pay attention, making good choices I cover in the class, and we have some fun doing it. So
that's a class where you do come with your dog?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. Oh, that sounds like something I'm pretty much going to book on right after now. So
Milo would love it.
He would like that. There are things that I have questions about that I haven't had a chance to ask you, like playing tug, is that something you should do or shouldn't do?
Absolutely. So when I go to see a puppy, people are like, oh, am I supposed to play tug though? Because doesn't that make my dog aggressive? Absolutely not. My answer is, are they tugging on your clothes? And inevitably they go, yes. So I say, well, rather than tugging on your clothes, let's give them something to tug with. And it's a great reward when they get older. So when they get older and you're in the middle of a field and you're calling your dog, a piece of chicken probably isn't going to cut the mustard, but they love to come back for a game of tug. Okay. So tug is wonderful. Oh, and it also puts teeth at one end of a toy and a child's hands at the other end of the toy, and they can have a game together without puppies ending up accidentally biting them.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. What about things like bones? There seems to be a different reaction to bones and normal food. Both my dogs have a different reaction to bones than a bowl of food. What's the rules around that?
Do you mean in terms of resource guarding?
Yes.
Okay, so dogs are naturally possessive. So one of the things I put in early in both one-to-ones and puppy classes is the idea of swapping. So when a dog catches its dinner, it doesn't say to its mate next door, can I share? Do you want to share with me? They say, I don't think so. So we teach them to share. So in a human world, we like them to give things back, and we like them to be comfortable with us around when they're eating. So I teach them very early on that a hand approaching their food bowl just gives them something nice. And if they give up something, sometimes they get it back again, or sometimes they get a treat. So it's really teaching a skill dogs don't have of swapping.
So if you've got possessive behaviour over a bone, for instance, and you've just noticed it, how would you go about in the first early instance of exchanging, say, a piece of steak or something that might be worth swapping a bone for? I'm not sure what it would be. Well, how would you go about it?
So it depends upon whether it's a young puppy that's just started to display that behaviour, or whether it's an older dog that's been doing it a long time. So if it is an older dog that's been doing it a long time, they really need to go and see a qualified behaviourist, because they will need to work through steps very carefully to make sure that they don't get bitten and the dog learns that your hand moving around their food is okay. With a puppy, if they're a little bit possessive, I might go and get them a little bit of steak out the fridge and give it to them. Okay. So that they're going, oh, okay, when the hand comes near my bone, I feel, yep, I get something nice. And then I might do a little swap. So I might give them some food, maybe pick up the bone when they're ready, and then give it back to them after they've had their piece of steak. So it's teaching them that you're not going to take it away all the time.
Yes. It's a little bit like when you're on a walk and you call them and reward them, but you don't put them on the lead every time.
Is it? Yes, absolutely. That kind of very thing? Similar, yes. Okay. So we're just kind of teaching them human skills, ones that they don't normally have to deal with as dogs.
Okay. So is it ever too late to train a dog?
Absolutely not, no. Dogs will learn until they're really, really old. If it's a behaviour that maybe has been going on for a while, it will take that little bit longer and a little bit more patience. So it's a bit like us. If we've had a habit for a long time, it takes a long time to undo that habit. But dogs love learning. So my dog that's now retired from competition, she is enjoying doing some trick training with me at the moment. So
I saw a lovely video on your Facebook page with a little cavalier who is so obedient. Is that one of yours?
Yes, that's my older dog who's just retired. She's been amazing. She, I found obedience when she was young. Hadn't done it before. And she's literally taken me from the lower classes all the way up to some more complex classes, and she's also taken me to Crufts.
Yes.
So she is amazing. She's we've been quite a team.
So what have you learnt about obedience through what was the name of your dog?
His Sophie.
Sophie. What have you learnt through training Sophie in obedience yourself?
You learn so much from every dog you work with, because everyone's a little different. And she's taught me how dogs learn to a certain extent in a practical way, how she's learnt. She's particularly, it's a very much a teamwork when you do obedience. So obedience is a bit like the dressage of dog training. So it's quite a connected sport. And she's very aware of my emotions. So we've worked really hard at working on not being nervous or being happy when one of us is nervous when we go to compete. So she's taught me a lot about having understanding of her feelings and my feelings and how to work through those. So it's not even just about learning the skills, it's actually being able to go into a ring when you've been judged and do it. So it's been she's been really interesting, taught me loads.
I thought it was fascinating watching her, and I aspire to be able to do that with my pup Milo. How much work does that require?
It requires quite a lot to get it to competition standards. So it would be following on from the lead walking that you've done with Milo, and building it so that he begins to understand how to be more technically accurate. So the heel work, for example, the dog has to stay at your side and not deviate. So they need to always be in sync with you and read what your body's doing when you do turns. So there's quite a bit of training to teach the technical side, and there's a lot of training in that you don't reward in the ring. So your dog has to be able to go in and perform knowing that they're going to get a reward when they leave, and also being able to do it first time, which is quite a challenge. And Sophie has made me laugh on many occasions when it hasn't quite gone quite right.
So were you training her on a daily basis?
Training is ongoing all the time, but for competition, I'd say I do a little bit most days, not every day, and we have little holidays as well, but short fun sessions is what she enjoys.
Okay. And what about when you've got two dogs? How does that work?
So with two dogs, it's train each one individually so that they're learning the skills, so they really understand what it is you'd like them to do, and then you can begin to put them together. So when each one understands what a sit is, what a recall is, what heel work is, then you can begin to teach them together. But teaching together is quite challenging because one might do it right while the other one isn't, and how do you reward one and not the other? So yes.
So what makes you different? I mean, I've observed you, but I mean, for the listener, what makes you different in your company, different in the way that you train?
So I really want to support people. So I'm extremely not judgmental. Obviously, I know how to train dogs, and I know how to train people to train their dogs. But I aim to help. So to meet every family with what they see, what they would like to achieve, and support them. So not only do I do the sessions, but I send a email detailing exactly what we did, step-by-step guides, because I forget things. So I don't want people to go, what did I do at the beginning of the session, so that they're really clear. And then I have a Facebook group so that people can share ideas, share progress, ask questions and things. So it gives a bit of community as well.
I think that's really important, because certainly other trainers that I've used in the past has never sent me a follow-up, and I'm useless with keeping notes, so it's really great to have it in an email. So that's wonderful.
I think that comes from the fact that I have a poor memory. And I think, how can I help people to learn as quickly as possible? So I don't wish to do lots of sessions with people unless they want them, but each session I want people to make really good progress. So that's my aim.
What do you think makes a good trainer in an owner?
In what way?
In, well, the positive reinforcement way versus bribery, I guess.
Ah, okay, yes, good question. So a lot of people will bribe the dog, as in use food laws to get them to do things. The way I train uses clicker training, which it reinforces. So I get the dog to do the behavior, and then they can earn the reward. So instead of they're just sitting there looking at the food going, yes, that's what I'm going to do, it's getting the dog involved. and it allows you away from having food on you. So the dog learns that if they do these things with you, they can get rewarded, but it's not actually on your person.
Excellent. We've come, unfortunately, to the end of your time. So would you like to give one piece of advice to our listeners before you go?
I think the biggest thing is find out what you enjoy with your dog. It is a wonderful bond when you train together. So find something you enjoy and go out and enjoy your dog.
Thank you so much, Eleanor. And if people want to get hold of you, what's the best way?
You can call me by telephone, visit my email, my website, or by email.
And your website
is? So my website is www.elscaninesolutions.co.uk.
And that's K9.
The letter K and the number 9.
Lovely. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. You've just been listening to expert dog trainer Eleanor Hogan from Else Canine Solutions.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.